This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I don't know what kind of a mood I'm in. I think I need to talk about it. Basically, what happened is I went to Fuddruckers yesterday. That was it. I went to Fuddruckers. I mean, it was a nice dinner. It was good. Nothing. Fuddruckers is great. Fantastic restaurant. Crew was awesome. But I'm in a funk. And the only thing I could think about, I don't know why I'm in this funk. The only thing I could think about is that I went to Fuddruckers. Now, let's break it down. Corey ordered an elk burger. I guess Fuddruckers, okay, it's different from the Fuddruckers that I knew 20-some years ago. The Fuddruckers, like in Reno, you used to like, it was a sit-down place and they'd give you a loaf of bread. Now it's kind of like a walk-up place, like a walk-up burger place, like Fat Burger. But they have, like, exotic burgers. So Corey ordered an elk burger. I tasted it. I pretended to like it, you know, because, you know, as a wife, you learn to lie a lot. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's good lean meat, you know, because I want him to eat more lean. You know, so I'm like, oh, yeah, it tastes like real beef. And I'm like, please, don't mess with me and beef. Okay, I like my beef. Don't be trying to give me bison or elk, or ostrich, like, come on. Okay, I know beef. I could be blindfolded in another hemisphere, 7 time zones away, and I'll know if you're not feeding me beef, so just don't go there. But anyway, I lie really well. So I told my husband, yeah, it's good. Okay, so what's it bad? So he had an elk burger. Stone ordered some sort of buffalo chicken burger. There was not like one vegetable on his plate. There hasn't been a vegetable on his plate now for a while, even when I serve him vegetables at home. So, I mean, you know, I yelled at him. And then I look across the booth, and there's Brock. Now, Brock's, you know, chowing down on a salad. You know, kind of looking at me like, don't touch my salad. Like, well, can I have a tomato? Then, you know, he begrudgingly gives me a tomato. And I had a kid's meal, because I guess when you go to Fuddruckers on a certain weeknight, for however many older grown-up meals you get, there you can get a free kid's meal. So I had the other three order grown-up meals, and I'm like, I need to cut my calories, because I had a Chick-fil-A earlier that day, right? I had, you know, because someone at work brought Chick-fil-A, so I was like, oh, hell yeah. So I was kind of full. And so I had a kid's cheeseburger. And here we are, the four of us, at Fuddruckers. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going through a midlife crisis. Maybe you guys could tell me. It's just, I don't know. I get it's a weeknight. Okay, it's a weeknight. I should have cooked, but it was a really busy day at work. So there was no way I was going to come home. Half time to cook. I work 45 minutes away from home. I'm like, we're going to Fuddruckers. That's fine. But, you know, then you go back. Okay, well, what did you do on the weekend? Well, on the weekend, I mean, I watched Jumanji was on Netflix, cable. I watched that. And I'm catching up on Stranger Things. And I did some work. I'm just not hip anymore, or with it, or super cool. And I'm feeling, I guess, a little Maximum Zoom dweebish. And I don't mean to, you know, pivot this all on going to Fuddruckers, but I think a lot of us need to stop for a second and take a look at where we're at and what we're doing and if we're happy. Now, I am happy. I mean, watching my son eat a salad with lettuce falling out of his face and using his fingers, I'm fine with. You know, my other son's sitting there eating a hot wing chicken sandwich with not one vegetable. I can live with that. You know, lying to my husband, I have done that for 21 years. I could continue to do it. I mean, I'm fine. But I'm just wondering if I need to get off my butt. Or I will, every day of my life, find myself sitting at a Fuddruckers. Now, again, no, slight on Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers is fine. But I don't know. Now, this weekend, we have the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meetings, and I've told you guys about that. This is where a bunch of family docs get together, and many of us who really are geeks, because we're just among ourselves, we get cool. There's a lot of alcohol. There's some classes. I guess I'll go to a couple of those too. But you know, I'm about to go back and tap into my 20s, you know, in the next few days. And I'm not looking forward to it like I used to. Why? Well, because, you know, I can't drink like I used to. And, you know, I don't want to get a headache and I got to watch my calories. And, you know, I can't fit into an outfit that I wanted to. And I'm already starting to, in my mind, talk like I'm a grandma. And maybe I need to stop and look back and go, what do I want to do? Do I want to have fun, live it up, you know, live in the past? Or do I want to live in the present and be at Fuddruckers? So what I recommend to you guys, so you're not in the same dilemma or quandary that I'm in, because I really don't know what the hell to do with my life right now. I mean, what I do know is what I don't want. And I don't want to continually go to Fuddruckers. It has nothing to do with Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers is a wonderful restaurant. I love Fuddruckers. But I just think I need to spice things up a little bit. I mean, maybe I'll tell my husband the truth. Maybe I'll smack my son upside the head, telling him to get a gosh darn pickle for a sandwich. And maybe I'll tell my younger boy to eat with a fork. But gosh darn it, I'm going to have fun this weekend. And then next week, I'll go back to Fuddruckers. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. And I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad and Mandy for working the dials, and Jason. And big, yeah, we got three men working the dials. It takes a whole team, man. It takes a village. You know, this show isn't fantastic because of me. The show's fantastic because I got an amazing crew at GCN. No. I know this is one of the best radio shows you guys have ever heard. I understand that I have impeccable qualities when it comes to broadcasting. I get it. I get it. I'm honored that you think that. But if my show is good, I really got to give credit where credit's due. That's Jason, Brad, and Manny. They're not appreciating this because, you know, they know that the show sucks. I'm not blaming them. Actually, you know, if the ratings do go down, You know, a lot of us broadcasters, like, if you guys ever notice, let me just take a quick step back here for a second, okay? Because I know we got to get to the news. But I don't know if you notice broadcasters do this. Whenever we mess up, we try to blame somebody else. We just do. I'll blame the, you know, machinery. I don't even think you call it machinery, the equipment. I'll be like, oh, I think my producer has that, right, right. Or you'll hear a radio host, and they'll just be talking, going, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, we have an issue with our computers. No, we don't have an issue with the computers. You misread the article, please. Now, I do that too, but I don't mind telling you guys. I mean, there's, you know, no secrets here. I misread. I told you guys about that one goof. I didn't have my glasses one day, I don't think. Or maybe I did have my glasses and I was just an idiot. But there was a story that I was telling you guys about years ago. Man's orifices are dirtier than women's. And so we talked about the orifice of the nose, the orifice of the ear. We talked about a variety of orifices on a man and how in the study they found them to be dirtier and more full of microbes than females. And I was really, really, I don't know, out of it that day. Just, you know, I had a lot on my mind, and we were coming up on a break anyway, so I really didn't go too deep into the story. So the next day, the headline came up again. And I'm like, look, I really want to read more into this. And it turned out that it wasn't orifices. It was offices. Men's offices were dirtier than women's. And so what did I do? I didn't cover it up. The next day, I said, sorry, guys. It was offices. I misread the article, and I actually pulled it out of my orifice to try to make it a story and make it news. That's fake news right there. But you want to know what? Maybe I was right. Maybe I'm a genius beyond comprehension. I mean, maybe the average male nose or ear or urethra is dirtier. Who knows? Maybe I was right. But it wasn't a news article, and it wasn't news, and I pretended it was news because I didn't read. Or, you know what, it could have been a typo. Maybe it was a typo. I swear I saw an R in orifice. So, oh, well. Hey, guys, I owned up to it. I owned up to it. So, anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Brad, Manny, and Jason, who I blame for that whole incident. And I thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Taco Bell getting sued. Did you guys hear about this? All right. I think this came out. Oh, I got to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to blow my nose. Sorry. I don't want you guys to have to hear that. But woo. I trimmed my nose hairs this morning. And every time I trim my nose hairs, I do. Look, if you guys are thinking I am a gorgeous bombshell, go ahead and keep thinking that, but I ain't, okay? I got nose hairs just like the rest of you, and I've got orifices. Just the way we are, we're people. So let's go back to Taco Bell. California Taco Bell employees brought a lawsuit against the fast food company, according to Daily Mail, because they banned them from leaving the restaurant during their lunch breaks. If they bought food using their employee discount. Now, some of you are like, who cares? But no, I think this is interesting. I love hearing all these backstories with fast food. You know, like, I would really watch a TV show on Fuddruckers. I just would. I'm fascinated because I think the staff is amazing, and I think it's a good restaurant. So anyway, in compliance with state law, Taco Bell in California gives employees a 30-minute meal break. And as a bonus, offers them the option of purchasing a discounted meal. Don't they have 90 minutes of tacos? I wonder what they discount them to. With the understanding that they have to eat what they buy inside the restaurant. Now, why? Well, they say the fast food company put that into practice in place in an attempt to prevent theft. Stopping employees from using their discounts for food that they would turn around and give to family and friends. Ah, that does make sense. Because I would feed my whole neighborhood. Like, okay, you know how when you get invited to a party and you're like, oh, what can I bring? And you're hoping they don't say anything. You're hoping they say, no, just you. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we really need a meat dish. And you're like, oh, God. Or we could really use green bean casserole. I hate going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving because I get stuck with the green bean casserole. I don't know how to make a casserole, and I can't stand green beans. And you are going to entrust one of the most important Thanksgiving side dishes that nobody's going to eat anyway to me? Let me bring the pie from Marie Callender's. Anyway, let's go back to... So anyway, so whenever somebody has a party, there's a tailgate or whatever, I'm like, I'll bring Taco Bell. Or KFC. KFC, you can't go wrong with KFC. So, Taco Bell has no problems with employees leaving the premises with their orders during the half-hour lunch breaks if they paid full price for the food. Employees are welcome to leave during the breaks if they brought food from home or elsewhere. That makes sense. But in December 2017, a California Taco Bell employee brought a class action lawsuit against a company in San Francisco, arguing that the company should pay a premium to employees who purchased discounted food and ate it inside the restaurant. The employee argued that the company policy subjected the employees to sufficient employer control. Oh, hell no. In effect, leaving employees on call during their breaks. So what the employee is saying is if you sit there and eat your lunch, Taco Bell could say, we need you at the register, get up. And then you don't get your full break. See, I'm the wrong person to talk to about this because I don't like taking breaks. You give me a break, I'll take a nap. Don't. Keep me going. Let me work all the way through and leave a half hour early. But still, to this day, I don't take a lunch break. I work through lunch. I just, you know, breakfast. I eat breakfast when I'm on air. I mean, you guys heard it. You know, that's why I'm always hiccuping and burping. I mean, I just don't give me a break because if I stop, I know it's a law, you got to take a break. But once you make me stop, I get tired. Let me keep going. So anyway, Taco Bell argues it's not true. No, it's for dad. As employees were relieved of all duties during their lunch breaks and allowed to relieve themselves too, can I add? So the class action suit was actually bumped up to the California's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Look at the money we're spending. And they did side with Taco Bell. The court rejected the employees' claims, saying the California law was not violated because Taco Bell relieved their employees of all duties during their meal break period, exercised no control over their activities, where employees were free to use the 30 minutes in any way they wished, subject only to the restriction that if they purchase a discounted meal. So you know what? If I was Taco Bell, don't do discounted meals. Then fine. Guys, go on your lunch. Go. We just won't do it. That's what's going to end up happening. So, you know, what's really interesting is I love the fact that we employees are empowered and we feel safe to make a complaint. Many of us who had to work in unsafe work conditions or be sexually harassed or assaulted and all sorts of other stupid stuff at work. I love how in this day and age of 2018, we have a voice. But when you start to take it too far, where you start to sue over not getting to take a discounted lunch out to your car, you're starting to really dilute the process that needs to be as rich and successful as it has been. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY, don't go away.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Fires are continuing to burn in Northern California, with the most active fire just 90 miles north of San Francisco. The weather remains hot, dry, and windy, and firefighters are doing all they can to stop the flames from moving down the hills and towards people's homes. This woman lost everything she had in the fire.
I lost it all. Every bit of it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And another resident said this is all part of just living in California.
If you live in California, you need to be prepared. It's going to be a long, long summer. It's only July.
Molly Tibbetts went missing almost 2 weeks ago. Police are holding a press conference later this afternoon to discuss the case. Tibbetts' dad, Rob Tibbetts, says he's holding out hope that his daughter will be found safe.
There's a lot of conjecture and speculation, and we're going to just have to trust and have faith in the authorities and our law enforcement partners.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know what's going on here, but now everybody's all freaking out about Ebola. And so we're hearing more and more, shall we say, stories kind of involving. I don't know what to say here because I'm having some computer issues. And no, I'm not blaming it on any. There's a survey that I cannot get through. Well, I'm trying to get to the article. There we go. There was an Ebola scare on a Greyhound bus. I believe this happened in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And a Greyhound bus passing through Steamboat Springs had to be quarantined because of an Ebola virus scare. The Denver Police Department contacted the Brown County Sheriff's Office at about 2 p.m. Sunday, asking that the bus be stopped. Officials thought that there might have been a person on board who had contact with that Denver health patient who had been tested for the virus. Remember that the hospital had to kind of shut down temporarily because they were dealing with somebody who they thought had Ebola and then they didn't? So now they had to stop a bus ride because they thought somebody had contact with the person that was at the hospital. They said the man, who had become sick after recent returning from the Congo, did later test negatively for the virus. But they suspected that someone on the bus might have been exposed. So police stopped the bus in front of a McDonald's and held it there for about 15 minutes. Yeah, I know, the Big Mac's turning 50. So hopefully somebody got a Big Mac and a Mac coin. And so they stopped in front of the McDonald's, held it there for about 15 minutes before determining that it was not the bus for which the Denver police were looking for. Now, the Denver Post reported that the patient had been working as a medical missionary in the area of the Congo that recently had an outbreak of Ebola. So the man had some symptoms of the virus, like fever, muscle pain, fatigue, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and unexplained hemorrhage. So Denver Health Hospital had put the man in isolation, but then confirmatory tests showed he did not have Ebola. Three members of the ambulance crew were also hospitalized. The man is in fair condition, but we still don't know what his symptoms are and why his symptoms happened. And so I would like to know what other hemorrhagic fever that could have been. We call it a hemorrhagic fever when you hemorrhage or bleed. Hemorrhage more implies that you bleed to death. You're hemorrhaging, like you really can't stop bleeding. But a fever, you know, a hemorrhagic fever is a disease where you're having a fever, you got muscle aches, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and you have bleeding from parts of your body. So Denver Health, as you know, is one of 10 hospitals in the U.S. that have been authorized by the CDC in prevention to treat people with Ebola. Now, if I were a hospital, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, let's talk honestly here. Let's not try to be all PC. When a hospital is being advertised and discussed in the media as them having an Ebola patient, it probably ruins business. And many people who are able to talk, when the paramedics go, "What hospital would you like to go to?" will probably say, "Not the hospital where there's an Ebola patient." Now, as a physician and as a radio doctor, yes, I would love there to be plenty of facilities out there that can hold an Ebola patient. If I, God forbid, get Ebola, I will want to be at a facility that'll treat me. So hands down, we need them. But, you know, Denver Health has been in the news now. And this is worth talking about, right? And it has been advertised as being one of 10 hospitals in the U.S. that can treat people with Ebola. They had this one patient that might have had Ebola. They're telling everybody, don't worry, he didn't have it. I wonder what that did for business. And then thinking a couple steps ahead, are we going to be told very liberally that a hospital has a current Ebola patient? That hospital needs to run. And in order for them to take care of Ebola patients, they need to make sure they're getting money in. And if other people do not want to go to that hospital, or they want to be transferred out, it's not very easy to get transferred out. It doesn't really happen that easily. But if people want to leave AMA, they could leave. Can't bill the insurance then. You lose funds. So I'm dying to know what this last episode did from a monetary standpoint to the hospital. I had no idea the Denver Health was one of them. You know what? I remember there was one in Colorado. I didn't know if that was it was that specific one. So it'll be interesting to see what happened. Now, I don't think anyone's going to brag about it. It may not be newsworthy. People just care about Ebola. Nobody cares about the profit margins of a hospital. But that matters to you or I, because our country is kind of big. And we only have 10 hospitals that take Ebola patients. And I just have the feeling that we don't have a lot of hospitals out there raising their hands, going, I'll do it, over here, pick me, pick me, pick me. What advantage does a hospital have if they offer quarantine capabilities for an Ebola patient? They may get a little press. They may get the money of taking care of an Ebola patient. If, God forbid, Ebola does come to the U.S. and it spreads like wildfire, then they'll get pretty busy. They'll get pretty busy. But right now, not a lot of incentive. And so what I would suggest, if it's not already being done, is any hospital that does become an Ebola ground, I don't know, one or two, can't call ground zero. Ground zero would be wherever the Ebola started. They get extra funding from the government. They get a hell of a lot of praise. You know, maybe, you know, a plaque, right? But, you know, make sure we incentivize hospitals to do this, because 1 in 10 isn't enough. And my guess is Denver Health is getting spanked a little bit because of all this news that they took care of a patient that possibly had Ebola in it. Now, the CDC praised not the hospital but the Congo for recently ending the ninth Ebola outbreak that has occurred in the country since 1976. That outbreak resulted in 54 cases and 33 deaths. And it started back in May 8th. It was officially declared over a few days ago. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in 2014, there was a man who shouted on a Metro bus in Los Angeles, "I have Ebola." And I don't know what this doofus was doing, but the threat forced officials to quarantine the driver as a precaution and to take the bus out of service and underwent a thorough scrub down. According to a Metro spokesperson, this was back in 2014, it cost taxpayers thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, the L.A. County Department of Public Health obviously thought it was a hoax. But there was a multi-agency response that had to be broadcast on television. It added to extra scare. And Metro already has, you know, they have protocols in place to deal with, you know, doofuses like this. But still, this is going to cost a lot of money. And when we hear that we're kind of caught with our pants down and we're not prepared if something big happens or comes around the bend, I really hope we're thinking about this. You know, maybe that latest Ebola outbreak is, you know, is done with. And you know, I know they were talking about maybe there's a new strain, and you have this guy in Denver who has some weird hemorrhagic fever. But just, don't just think concretely like, okay, Ebola or no Ebola. We really need to be prepared that some real kooky stuff's going to come our way. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, many of us remember the show MASH. MASH, I thought, was really, really cool. It took place during the Korean War. And you had a bunch of, you know, misfits, right? Like, Hawkeye and Pierce, and you know, it made me really want to be a doctor, because I thought the whole Marcus Welby thing was a little too dry. I didn't want to be Marcus Welby. I wanted to be, you know, a pretty blonde nurse. And I always wanted to be blonde. And I am now blonde. It takes a lot of Clairol and bleach and Jerry Lambert's my stylist. It takes a lot of, he has to also pray. You know, it takes a lot of work for me to be a blonde. But, I came to, find my way in medicine. And, you know, MASH was this series that was on from 11 years, I guess, starting back in the early 70s. And so, I guess it came from a book that was written in 1968, MASH, a novel about three Army doctors. And MASH stands for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. And I guess it followed the team of doctors and support staff that was stationed during the Korean War, South Korea. And so, that song, and suicide is painless, and the words to theme of MASH. So anyway, so very famous for those of you guys not really too familiar with it, okay? And even though it was a comedy, it was kind of a dark comedy. You know, there was a lot of dramatic subject matter, and, you know, people died, and then there was Hot Lips, and, you know, she was kind of the head nurse, and there was a lot of stereotypes, unfortunately, in that, you know, but the show worked back then, it did. And Alan Alda, you know, played Hawkeye, and he was Hawkeye Pierce, and so he was, you know, the biggest smart aleck, and we liked him. Well, anyway, apparently he's revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. He's 62 years old. I'm sorry, 82. He's 82 years old, and he told CBS News this morning that he was diagnosed with the disease 3.5 years ago. It's like the most common neurodegenerative disorder we have, Parkinson's. And he said that the reason why I wanted to go public is that I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then. I've acted. I've given talks. I help at the Alda Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook. He started a new podcast. And I guess he decided to come forward after seeing his thumb twitch in recent interviews. And he said, it's only a matter of time before somebody does a story about this, you know, from a sad turn point of view, but that's not where I am. And so he's trying to convey to people how you could have it and still live a very full life. Now, as you know, many people, Reverend Jesse Jackson has admitted to having Parkinson's, Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox has still had a very, very active acting career. He was just recently in the Designated Survivor. You could see, unfortunately, he has a lot of issues. He's not able to have the facial expressions. He's not Marty McFly, you know, as we remember him. Or what was he in Family Ties, Michael J. Fox? I forget. I loved that role. You know, a little Republican. I thought he was hilarious as that. But anyway, and you could see, you know, he has a tremor. He can't control some of his movements, can't make a lot of facial expressions, has some difficulty with speech. But he can still act, and he's still out there, and he's still working. Other people that have had Parkinson's is Jan Arena, Muhammad Ali, Robin Williams, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, and most recently, I guess, Neil Diamond has come out saying that he had Parkinson's as well. In fact, a few months ago, he had to retire from touring because he has Parkinson's. And he had to apologize to everyone who had purchased tickets. And I believe Neil Diamond's about 77, 78 years old. So what is Parkinson's? Well, let's break it down. By the way, it's even been postulated that Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's. But Adolf Hitler was on drugs. There was so much crazy stuff going on with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, induced some neurological disorder as well. So Parkinson's is one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders. Alzheimer's is number one as the most common. But Parkinson's is the most common movement disorder. It affects 1% of the world's population that's over 60 years old. And in the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed every year. It affects several areas of the brain, like the substantia nigra. And the substantia nigra is part of balance and movement because it affects dopamine cells. Substantia nigra has dopamine-producing cells. And I guess Parkinson's was first discovered or first named back in 1817. So this isn't something new like Alzheimer's. This was described back in 1817 by James Parkinson's. Parkinson. And it was called a shaking palsy. And then later called Parkinson's. So what are the symptoms? Well, you get really stiff and rigid. You have poor balance. You have a tremor at rest, and it looks like a pill rolling tremor. So it looks like you're sitting there playing with a pill, but you aren't. You will have slower movements. You will have, at some point, inability to move. You may have some shuffled steps because you're afraid of falling. Your gait or your walk will look different. And then, unfortunately, people may develop depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation. You might lose your ability to smell, have trouble swallowing, erectile dysfunction. You could get pneumonia. You could get fractures from falling, secondary to this. You could have hallucinations, delusions, and you could, unfortunately, also get dementia. So, what causes it? Well, they say most cases are idiopathic. So, the disease could arise with no specific cause. But some cases are genetic. And there are multiple genes that have been identified that could be associated with it. So if it's in the family, there's a chance that you could be at risk. Very rarely does it start early. If it starts before the age of 20, it's known as juvenile onset Parkinson's. We rarely see it, though, under the age of 50, except in, you know, Michael J. Fox's case. So the average onset is about 60 years old on up. Men seem to be more affected than women, about double. And if you've had a history of head trauma, like Muhammad Ali, that could put you at higher risk. They also think that exposure to herbicides and pesticides have been linked to it as well. So now, how quickly do Parkinson's symptoms progress? Well, it could go from years to decades, but if you get it earlier on, it'll happen quicker. So there's a variety of different stages. So like the mild ones, you may notice a little tremor in one hand. You may have one leg that's a little clumsy. You may notice you're a little bit more rigid. You might be asked, you know, well, what's wrong? Why did you laugh at that joke? And you're like, I thought it was funny, but you didn't make the facial expression. And so with the mild, you'll start that on one side of the face and then later both sides of the face. Then maybe you'll start to slow down on your blinking. Maybe your speech will change. You'll start feeling a little bit more rigid. And then as we start getting to the more moderate stage, that's when you start losing some balance. You also start having issues with involuntary movements. Your tremor may worsen, you know, more clumsiness. And then by stage 4, you may have difficulty walking or standing. You may need a cane, may need a walker. And a lot of people by stage 4, you have trouble living independently because you need assistance more often. And then the more severe is where you start getting hallucinations and delusions. So we treat you with levodopa, carbidopa. There's medicines out there, but it's a tough one. No cure. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.